Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Sunday morning broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We are currently going through a series dealing with the way of salvation. And during the study, we have went over many verses, including Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. We've read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. We've read in the book of Isaiah chapter 42, and again in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. And then last week, we started in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Today, we'll be starting in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. So again, that's Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, if you want to follow along as Pastor Reynolds talks about the way of salvation.
Today, we continue with the message, the way of salvation. This morning, we'd like to speak about the fact that Christ has united together in His own wonderful person the tenderest sympathies with all of His divine perfections, that Christ is in every way qualified to be a suitable, a compassionate, and an all-sufficient Savior. Let's read the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 25. The Bible says here, "Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them." You know, it's because of who Jesus is and what He has done for us that Christ is able to save every person that comes to God through Him. Jesus not only saves them, but Jesus saves them to the uttermost. Jesus saves completely. Jesus saves forever. The word "ever" in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 means always, at all times. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, the Bible says that Jesus Christ lives forever, that He has real life, that He is worthy of the name of Christ. When the Bible says that Jesus Christ has water, He has living water, He has vital power, He is able to exert the same upon our unworthy soul. When the Bible speaks about Christ being our intercessor, it means that Jesus Christ is able to go as an individual in order to make reconciliation for the bad actions of another person. Wow! Jesus Christ, the Holy One of God, is able to make intercession for us. I'm thankful that Christ is our eternal Savior. He not only saves us forever, but Jesus Christ is continually praying for us at all times as our great High Priest in heaven. Never will I be without a Redeemer, because Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. Often I think when I get to heaven, I will not need an eternal Savior anymore, but that is not so. I will need an eternal Savior forever. There's other scriptures that teach this very vital truth. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9 states, "For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." In verse 1 through 3, this text tells us that Paul is in great distress because of the love he has for those he has been unable to teach. Paul desires that every person that believes might be comforted, not necessarily by him, but by all things that he mentions in verse 2. Paul desires every heart to be knit together in love, with all the riches of full assurance of understanding, that all would acknowledge the mystery of God. In verse 4 through verse 8 of Colossians chapter 2, Paul recognizes that he will not physically be able to be present, but he still desires all to be faithful to Christ and to recognize false teaching when they see it. You know, this tells us that no person is indispensable, that only Christ is really indispensable. Paul is very faithful to point these believers to Christ, as we should also point to Christ if we are to be faithful. People can do different things, different ways, and still be faithful to God, just like Paul. He was faithful to God, and we ought to be faithful unto God. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, Paul informs that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Therefore, we are complete in Christ. We are buried with Christ in baptism. Therefore, every one of us is able to live complete, consecrated lives unto God. If we do that, then it's good. But if we don't live the way God wants us to live, we will be judged for that. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18, Paul writes this, "For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." You know, Paul here states that we are tempted just as Christ was tempted. Therefore, Christ is able to help us in overcoming temptations. This verse refers to brethren, which means we have the same parents, speaking of our heritage in Christ. Verse 11 speaks of Christ who sanctifies, and we who are believers, who are sanctified, are all of one, God the Father. This is why Jesus is not ashamed to call us brethren. Jesus is our older brother in the Lord. And all we have spiritually in God is because of Him, because Jesus Christ has paid it all for us. This is why verse 17 and verse 18, that Paul states that he himself hath suffered being tempted. He is able to succor them that are tempted. Jesus Christ is able to go before us. He is able. He is all-sufficient for everything. He is able to help us who suffer in this life, even causing us to overcome all temptations, just as He overcame all temptations. Paul here, and in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, desires to help people understand their hope is in Christ, not in themselves or in any other human, but our hope is in Christ. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26 states, "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." Think of what God is to us. Think of what Jesus Christ, who has made the way for us to get to God. This verse, Hebrews 7:26, continues from verse 25. The word "became" means to stand out, to be conspicuous above all others. "For such an high priest became us." Jesus Christ was without sin. He is higher than the heavens. Therefore, He was altogether holy and so very clean that we look only to Him for our eternal salvation. I'm thankful today that Christ is holy, that is, Christ is undefiled by sin. I'm thankful that Christ is harmless, that He's without guile or fraud, that He is harmless, that He is free from any kind of guilt at all. I'm thankful today that Christ is undefiled, that He is unsoiled. Nothing ever harmed Him at all. I'm thankful today that Christ is separate, that He is not divided. I'm thankful today that He is altogether holy and righteous. I'm thankful today that Jesus Christ is higher than the heavens. Jesus Christ is not greater than any earthly thing. He's not associated with any of the natural creation, but I'm thankful today that God, the one that has redeemed me, that He is higher than the heavens. Psalms 89, verse 19 says this, "Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people." You know, if we just compare Psalms 89, verse 19 to Hebrews 7, verse 6, it is readily seen how Christ is the natural choice. It is not that any man is holy. Even David, the king of Israel, must look to Christ and give him praise for making him strong. So it is with us. None of us can be strong by ourselves. We all need Jesus Christ. Jesus is who we will all praise when we get to heaven. There is no hope for any person outside of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful today that Christ is the Eternal One. I'm thankful that in His own wonderful person, that Christ has the tenderest sympathies for all of us. That Jesus Christ is in every way qualified to be a suitable and a compassionate and an all-sufficient Savior. I would ask you today, are you right with God? Today, have you ever been saved? Have you trusted Christ? Because He is all-sufficient for your eternal salvation. Jesus Christ is able to forgive you of all of your sins, even those sins that you have forgotten, even those sins that you have washed over, even those sins that you don't say are sins. Jesus Christ is able to forgive all of those sins. And Jesus Christ can do all of that. He is an all-sufficient Savior. I'm thankful today that Jesus Christ is the one that will take us into heaven. It will not be of any works that we do. Rather, it is through the work of Jesus Christ, who is now seated on the right hand of His Father.
During the series on the way of salvation, I couldn't help but think about the song, "Ye Must Be Born Again." Now, the first verse of this hymn states, "A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask Him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, 'Ye must be born again.'" This, of course, is talking about the story of Nicodemus found in John chapter 3. The passage talks about how Nicodemus, wanting to know more, came to Jesus by night, and Jesus started explaining to him the way of salvation. You know, and it's in this passage that we find the verse known by so many, John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you've not accepted Christ as your Savior, think about this message today. Read John chapter 3. See your need of a Redeemer. Ask Him for forgiveness. The work's already done. The free gift has already been offered. Accept Christ. There is none other. There is no other way, and He will not turn any away. And if you'd like to visit us to learn more, then come to services with us today. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services will be starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 4 p.m. prayer meeting, and a 4:30 worship service. You can also reach us or learn more about us at our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. Well, I can see that our time for today is up, but we do want to encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.